everybody. This is Kramer England here from the Wonder Podcast. We're going to start doing some of these mini episodes where if one of us sees a movie, either me or Austin sees a movie, we're going to do a mini review on it if one of us couldn't see it or didn't want to see it or whatever. So this is the first one. And I went and saw the movie Wolfman with my friend Ryan Barton. Shout out to Ryan Barton. So the movie starts out in 1995, and the main character, he's a kid, and his dad gets him up to go hunting. They go out hunting. They hear something in the woods, and the father seems to know that it's a wolfman. So they go in this like hunting blind, and they hear it kind of like coming up the stairs, and then another animal like moves and it runs and chases after that. So they were fine. And then that night, the dad is like, he's talking to his friend and he's like, "Hey, I saw it. Like, I know that it was this thing and we got to go and hunt it." And the son overhears him. So he knows that there's some sort of wolfman. And then they cut to 30 years later and the main character is living in, San Francisco. And, you know, you can tell that his marriage is on the rocks. They have their daughter. The father really connects with the daughter. She can always tell what he's thinking. He gets a letter in the mail saying that his dad is dead, officially declared dead because he went missing like when he was 18 or something. And so he gets the keys to his house. They decide to go there. On their way there, they see one of his childhood friends or something, and he kind of leads him down the path. And they're driving down the road, and there's a wolfman in the street. So they turn off the road. They fall in this big moving truck. His childhood friend falls out, and the wolfman grabs him, and it scratches the main character. They start getting chased by this other wolfman. They run into the house. They barely make it in, and then he slowly starts to change. This was a little unexpected because the movie itself, I thought, was going to be a slow transformation over a long period of time. The movie actually just takes place in one night. For most of the movie, they're trying to get away from this other wolfman. The main character, whose name is Blake, he starts changing. You know, he sees that he's had a scratch. The wound isn't getting better, and he starts gnawing at it, kind of like a, you know, an animal. And he starts hearing all these things. He starts hearing this like really big banging, and he's wondering what's going on, and he's looking around for it. He goes upstairs and he opens the closet and he sees that there's a spider, and he can hear the footsteps of the spider. His vision starts to become different. He starts seeing things in a different way. It's almost like ultraviolet, and he can't hear his wife. And he keeps saying like, "I can't understand you." And they keep moving the camera around the characters, which I thought was actually really a really cool effect to see his point of view and to see his change. His daughter is getting scared. They ultimately see that there's a car down, you know, by this barn. So they run and they try to start the car. Blake is in the back seat trying to escape with them. And so this other wolfman is the one who's trying to get them. And she starts the car, but the other wolfman's right there. So they get on top of this greenhouse. And the wolfman like almost gets his daughter, but he jumps down and he runs away, and the wolfman chases him. So the wife and the daughter can get back into the house. So they get back in the house, and then Blake shows back up. But when he's there, this is when he really starts changing. And he throws up this finger, like the severed finger that he has eaten. And I think this is when the wife grabs the knife and he grabs at it. Anyway, the other wolfman comes inside and they have this fight. So the two wolfmen are fighting. Blake bites the other wolfman's neck and kills him. And when he kills him, he sees that there's a tattoo on his arm, and it turns out to be his dad. So the other wolfman was his father, and he has been changing into the wolfman. And at this point, he's pretty much fully changed, but he did protect his family. But that was kind of the last act that he did. And then the wife and the daughter run into the barn, and the wife has like figured out a plan. Now we go into Blake's perspective, and he can see in the dark. But what the wife did was she set up a bear trap, which was set up earlier in the movie. And he steps on the bear trap and it traps him, and they run away. And he gnaws off his own leg, which is really, you know, really gross. He starts crawling after them. Now they find their way, the mother and the daughter find their way into this hunting blind. And he starts crawling up and they're cornered, but she has a gun. So he gets up to the top of the blind and he looks over and he's basically staring at them. And then the daughter says he's in pain. He doesn't want to be like this anymore. So the mom shoots him. They get down, they walk into the forest, and they see this really beautiful, picturesque view, which is referenced at the very beginning of the movie. And that's pretty much the end of the movie. Now, there's some things that were really cool about this, which I've talked about. So the perspective was really, really cool. They keep changing the perspective, seeing things from his perspective and making it look almost as if what an animal would see and what an animal would hear. I think that makes it really, it makes it really cool to watch. That was really fun. The biggest problems with the movie are the fact that there's a lot of stuff that's really unearned. So this was written and directed by Lee Whannell, a very talented filmmaker. I really like his movies. He did Upgrade and he also did The Invisible Man. And The Invisible Man is, you know, it's kind of like a metaphor. It's about not believing women. There's a deeper meaning to that movie, which is very cool. This movie is kind of similar. The movie itself isn't really about a person becoming a wolf man. Like on the surface it is, but deep down it's really about somebody changing. You know, a marriage isn't working, and what do you do when somebody becomes something that you, they weren't originally, they weren't the person that you married. So it could be like a person who becomes an alcoholic, or a person who becomes addicted to drugs, or a person who, you know, shows a different side of themselves. So that's kind of the allegory of this story, somebody becoming something. Now, the fact that the first wolfman, the other wolfman that is chasing them is Blake's father, it works out, you know, in that sense of, okay, a lot of these things are inherited from people's parents. You know, alcoholism can kind of be, you know, kind of be like a generational thing. So it works on that sense, but it also kind of just felt a little cheesy. So when it's revealed that it's his dad, it wasn't really much of a twist for me because I had expected that it was his dad. The other thing that's really not earned is the relationship between Blake and his wife. You know, they're having problems and they talk about their problems, but then at one point in the movie, you know, he's talking about wanting them to get better, and she has this whole speech about like, oh, you know, I do love you. And like, she has this whole thing and it's like, it did not land for me. The acting was very good. It just kind of fell flat a little bit. So this is another thing. The design of the Wolfman. I actually liked how the Wolfman looked. The way that it looked pretty good to me. Now, I saw a post a long time ago where they revealed what the Wolfman would look like at Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios or something like that. And I'm going to put a picture up right here. This is what everybody thought the Wolfman was going to look like. And I saw a bunch of comments about how it looks like your crazy uncle who's addicted to meth. And, you know, I kind of thought that was accurate. Now, in the movie, it doesn't look this bad. So it actually looks better than I thought it would. But it still doesn't look great. Like, I don't know why people who turn into wolfmen usually don't look good. It was a positive in that it looked better than I thought, but it's a negative because it overall just doesn't look that great. Okay, let me get to my scores. First is technical achievement. I'm going to give that a 7 because the fact of using the perspective changes was really good. And it was pretty quick. It was well done. Like, they knew what they wanted to do. Some stuff wasn't earned, so it, you know, docks some points on that. And overall, it could have probably, there could have been some things that have done better, but I really like the technical aspect of it. The ending I gave a 5 because it just didn't thematically work that well. So rewatchability, I gave it a 5. It's you could rewatch it. I mean, it is quick, so you could definitely rewatch it. That's a good thing, but it's just not the most enjoyable movie that has a lot of really great moments in it. The cultural impact I put at 4 because I don't think it's making a splash. It kind of came and went. Let me know if you disagree with me. And my subjective score for myself is a 6. You know, it was good. It was fine. Nothing horrible about it, but nothing great. It's kind of middle of the road. But that's my review. Let me know what you think in the comments. Let me know if you agree with me, disagree with me, if you really liked the movie, if you didn't like the movie. Love to talk about it and see what you guys think. So catch you on the next one.